Yle X Weekendeillä.
Mä pääsin jututtamaan herra nimeltä Tiestoa tonne meidän backerille, Weekend Festivalin backerille, ihan muutamia minuutteja sitten ennen herran keikan alkamista. Ja se oli mielenkiintoinen haastis, koska mä yritin vähän ajaa kaveria nurkkaan ehkä joillain kysymyksillä, vähän haastaa sitä, niin että meneekö tämä homma nyt sillä tavalla, kun on tarkoitus, ja onko mies enää relevantti 47 vuoden iässä ja niin edelleen. Mitä kaveri vastasi, otetaan siitä hetken päästä selvää, mutta ennen sitä, juuri kun sieltä tultiin haastattelutilanteesta pois, niin pöydällä, backerin pöydällä odotti 2 pizzaa, joissa oli Tieston nimi. Tiestolle oli tilattu pizzataksista 2 pizzaa, joita herra ei ollut huolinut, joten otettiin selvää, että mitkä on ne täytteet, mitkä ei tälle maailman ykköseksi rankatulle DJille ollut kelvannut. Ja jos haluat ottaa siitä selvän, niin liikahda YleX:n Instagramiin. Siellä on video tästä spektaakkelista, kun avataan Tieston pizzat ja otetaan hieman näytteitä, että mikä on Tieston lempipizzaa, mikä sitten ei kuitenkaan miehelle itselleen kelpaa. Käy kurkkaamassa samalla, fiilistellään vähän, mikä oli Tieston fiilis, kun herra on juuri saapunut tänne Weekend-festivaaleille.
We're
a Weekend Festival, and right in front of me we have Tiesto. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I just got here, and the festival looks amazing.
You are one of the first, very first superstar DJs in the world. Am I now interviewing a full-scale businessman or an artist?
Well, you'll always be an artist. But besides being an artist, there's also a lot of stuff, you need to do, you know, to check up on everything, and also the business side of the music, of course.
If you think about electronic music scene, it has changed tremendously only in the past like 5 years. But you've been in the scene like nearly 30 years now. How do you stay relevant if you think of today's youngsters?
Well, it's a natural process, you know. You just do what your heart says, you know. I follow the music, I follow what I want to play, I just play what I really like to play, and apparently it really works.
You're playing really a lot of this what people call EDM, but then you've also gone into more like deep housey directions with your radio shows and so on. Do you want to try always like different genres and different styles also on your live sets?
Yeah, well, the big difference is a live set like here, you know, people want to have more energy, they want to like the more harder stuff, so it's very hard to play the deep house, but I really enjoy listening to deep house in my car, at home, and when I'm not on a big festival stage. So yeah, so that's why I really enjoy making and remixing that kind of music.
There's been lots of articles lately about electronic music artists' mental and physical health because they're constantly touring. How are you taking care of yourself? Because you've been on the plane basically the last 30 years.
Yeah, well, I would say the last 100 years, but it's most important that you know how to moderate yourself. You know, you have to really pace yourself, and if you every night go crazy and party and there's a lot of temptations, then I think you'll burn out. But if you take care of yourself and look at the music first, then that will guide you.
After achieving in your professional life basically everything that an electronic music artist can achieve, what is that really matters these days to you? What is truly important to Tiesto?
The most important thing with Tiesto is that the crowd goes home with a great feeling. You know, when I play a set, I want people to care, and I want them to be happy, and I want them to enjoy it and be after the set like, wow, that was amazing.
Does give you also fulfillment outside the parties? So is there something that matters outside the parties, or is your basically your life constant partying?
Yeah, my life is one great party.
There are lots of kids out there right now also who haven't ever seen Tiesto live. What should they expect from today's set?
I think what they can expect is a set with all kinds of directions in it. You know, I've been DJing for more than 20 years, so I put all the experience in that set. So I'm not really into one certain sound or style anymore. It's just like I play everything together. So in an hour, you can hear like a little bit of trap music, a little bit of EDM, a couple of rock songs maybe, and a lot of electronic music.
You've been coming to Finland since your very beginning of your career. How would you say, what is the Finnish scene and Finnish crowd like?
Well, first of all, it changed a lot in Finland, because when I used to come here, it was just a very small club where you could play in the center of Helsinki. And now you have this giant festival sold out, which is insane. And I think the crowd has always been very into dance music, very energetic, and you can hear them here. We're backstage, probably 100 meters from the stage. You can hear the crowd sing along, so that says a lot.
Is there any difference with the Finnish crowd compared to other European crowds, or is this EDM family one big thing these days?
I think it's one big family nowadays. Like all around the world, you can see people who like dance music, they basically react like this. You can see that Tomorrowland, or here, or a festival in Asia, Ultra, EDC, the crowds are really into it.
Yeah, so really happy to have you on the interview. Thanks a lot.
Yes, thank you.
Yle X Weekendeillä.